I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Irish writer Colm McCann spins an engrossing tale of New York in the early 70s and beyond. The central idea of Let the Great World Spin orbits around Philippe Petit's walk on a cable strung between the twin towers of the World Trade Center in 1974. A disparate group of characters coalesce and all are touched by the daredevil stunt. McCann, an internationally known best-selling author, lives in New York with his family. He has won numerous literary awards in Ireland. Esquire magazine named him one of the best and brightest young authors. After reading this novel, I see another collection of an Irish writer in my future. Each section of the novel takes on a voice of its own. In one section, John Corrigan has left Ireland to work in the slums of New York. He lives a Spartan existence among burned-out, abandoned buildings in the Bronx. His neighbors are drug addicts, alcoholics, hookers, and petty criminals. He has developed a relationship with these people. He does not judge them in any way, but rather he offers them a helping hand any way he can. His older brother, Ciarán, emigrates from Ireland and is horrified by the conditions of his brother's life. McCann writes, "I'd been in the South Bronx for a week. It was so humid, some nights we had to shoulder the door closed. Kids on the 10th floor aimed television sets at the housing cops who patrolled below. Airmail. The police came in, clubbing. Shots rang out from the rooftop. On the radio, there was a song about the revolution being ghettoized. Arson on the streets. It was a city with its fingers in the garbage. A city that ate off dirty dishes. I had to get out. The plan was to look for a job, get my own little place, maybe work on a play or get a job on a paper somewhere. There were ads in the circulars for bartenders and waiters, but I didn't want to go that way. All flat hats and mics and shirt sleeves. I found a gig as a telemarketer, but I needed a dedicated line in my brother's apartment, and it was impossible to get a technician to visit the housing complex. This was not the America I had expected." John shrugs off Ciarán's concerns and continues on his way with a smile. The emotional and taut novel Let the Great World Spin really captured me. Reading about the preparations for the tightrope walk gave me the chills. I have a fear of heights, and as I read those pages, I had to grip the arm of my chair. The sensation of falling was that intense. A wonderful story, a dazzling array of individuals from the South Bronx to the Upper East Side of Manhattan. McCann has blended all these characters into a splendid story of faith, courage, charity, love, hatred, and downright meanness. I can't wait to see what else McCann has to offer. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.